on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about when it's time to move on. Are you someone who must win at all costs? Do you feel like you have to stay until the bitter end for everything? What is one reason you should stay? Learn how to know when to walk away as we continue our month focusing on your future self. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's a hard day to record this, guys. I usually record in order. This was tough, so I waited to do this as the last episode. I have one note for my inspired, Solar. When I first drafted this, I was hoping I'd tell a completely different story. My husband and I wanted to get solar panels on our roof. Sadly, unfortunately, we live in an HOA in North Carolina. If you live in North Carolina, do not buy in an HOA. We said we'd never buy in an HOA, but fell in love with the house. It's a perfect house for us. It's a ranch. We back up to wetlands. It's amazing. We're on an acre. We have lots of space. Neighbors aren't close. We went through this entire process, and we were just too naive to know that the people on the board weren't honorable because they were never going to grant us permission. They broke the law. They changed. We submitted. Then 3 months later, they said, oh, we're going to change the rules. We're really, you know, we put down a third and, you know, we're going to have to look at the contract. You know, if I'm just going to cry, there's no way we can lose all that money. And so they weren't fair. They changed the rules. They didn't get the entire community to vote on the rules. It's just a hot mess. And I learned that we're not the only people who have been treated fairly, which is disappointing. You know, people who serve on HOA boards are, and I'm grant that there's an exception to the rule, but I think sadly, sometimes these people change, are kind of like people who serve on your high school reunion committee. They have no sense of power in their life, so they are going to extract power and control through being on the HOA. I also haven't reinforced regularly. Anyway, so my father's was a federal judge, and he's like, they can't supersede state law. Well, North Carolina apparently is really insanely messed up, and they can, which makes, so that basically says that they can block us from having solar, even though the state's enacted a law saying they can't do that. We talked to North Carolina attorneys, like, yeah, they have more power than you may realize. And he said, you can go to court, but it's going to be a war. It's going to be a battle. And he used those words. And it wasn't worth us to spend 50 grand. And even if we'd lose and we could recoup the lawyer cost, that's one of those moments when you have to walk away. I had thought they'd walk away when we challenged them on the law. They didn't care about that. Because of all the other things that happened, such as changing the rules, blah, 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 we would have a case. But again, we didn't want to spend the money. What's disappointing is federal tax credits end this year. And so they basically paid for a third. Our local power company would pitch in to make it about 40%. So 40% of your solar panels are paid. We got a home equity loan. At 3%, which is lower than our mortgage, which is, I think, 3.5% or 3.75 or something like that. So it was ripe for getting solar panels. Now, I'll share in another episode something really, it's one of those things you need to step back and trust that there's a reason for everything. So we had one good thing come out of it, but it's been an incredibly frustrating process. Even if you are not for the environment, I consider myself an environmentalist, we crunch the numbers, and if you can have solar, I really encourage you. The tax credits will remain. It's my understanding. Check with an accountant for 2020. They went from 30% to 26%, so that's still a pretty good deal. We would have paid off, or quote, made your money back, however you want to phrase it, in less than 8 years. And we were an efficient home, meaning when you looked at the power company would send you out a list, I think quarterly, saying, you know, compared to similar neighborhoods, in your home, you're energy efficient. Now the home was 30 years old, needed windows, blah, blah, blah. But I thought, wow, and our power bill, what are other people paying? And our power bill went up 10%, I believe, from 2016 to 2019. We moved counties and the rate is higher here. We had our highest bill ever and we went from two stories to one story. So it's a smart, if you're able to swing it, a smart investment. But it's been an incredibly stressful process. And I had hoped to share this and saying, oh, they finally walked away when we got legal. And when we talked to, so this literally happened, I'm recording this on a Thursday. This happened Monday morning. We called the solar people and we have to cancel. You know, we just can't afford, and I can't afford the money. I can't afford the time and energy to maybe win. It just wasn't worth it. So that was one of the things. And, you know, it was really hard for my husband too. And he said, maybe. And I said, no. I said, I know, we just have to walk away from this. And so that is really what inspired the show today. And, you know, maybe we'll move. We're really considering moving now. I don't want to be in North Carolina anymore after this. There are several other things the state has done that bother me. And I feel like I'm in an alternate universe. Like, the North Carolina lawyer even said to me, he said, yeah, even with federal law, which makes zero sense to me. So if an HOA says that you can plant illegal plants, then that supersedes federal law. That just makes zero sense to me. So anyway, my advice, we didn't listen to ourselves. Don't buy in an HOA. Or if you're going to buy in an HOA, although we did ask beforehand that, oh, we're live and let live. That apparently was a lie. They weren't honorable. Make it a community that fits your need. And they don't. We have other things in our neighborhood that make it look, quite frankly, awful and bring down property values. Yet solar increases your home value. We showed that North Carolina has the third highest rate of return for solar panels. Yet they allow junk like we have, and literally in one of the neighbors, thankfully not next to us, has a car on cinder blocks. All the wheels are off and it's on concrete blocks. And the neighbors told us, yeah, well, at least he moved it to the back. But you can still see it from the street. And you're worried about how solar panels look. And FYI, I don't live in $1 million home community. I live in $500,000 home community. So anyway, still pretty fresh, as you can probably tell. But this is what inspired today's story. Why we don't walk away when maybe we should? Because you have to win, right? Really, throughout this solar process, it wasn't about winning for me. It was about the environment, a sound investment. But I know there are times in my life where I've gotten kind of frenzied and like, oh my gosh, I have to win. And I'm sure you probably know someone that has to win all the time, right? Maybe they will cheat to win. Maybe it's just you're playing cards and they'll cheat to win a card game. So ask yourself if you're in a moment of, I've got to win. And the thing that I think really disturbed me, so we had our annual meeting after some exchanges, and I ended up posting publicly. I wanted the neighborhood to know what was going on. And we had someone and very passively, aggressively say something to us in the meeting, which drives me nuts. It's like, just get courage and speak directly to me. And I thought, if you can't look at what they've done and not be bothered, please don't ever get on the board. But I felt for some of them, it was like on the board, it was, oh, they had to win. It was about winning. And that's what I'm saying about having to control, having power. That's completely messed up. So ask yourself if that is maybe why you haven't walked away. Maybe it's because you have to be right. You know, I have that sign in my office right here. I'm looking at it. Do I want to be right or do I want peace? And peace was overriding. I never felt, for me, it wasn't about being right. It was about a smart investment and being green and being thinking to our future when we're retired. So it wasn't about being right. It was very apparent early on that the facts of solar panels weren't going to change anyone's opinion. They weren't even open to it. I think that's what bothers me. It was never going to happen. Just were incredibly closed-minded. So it really wasn't about being right. truly. And I'm have done enough work on myself that I can really step back and say, okay, let's be honest. Was it really wasn't? So ask yourself if you have to be right. And then ask yourself, you know, is peace of mind more important? Maybe you haven't walked away from a situation, and I'm using solar as an example because that's just a really open wound right now. But this could be from a relationship. Maybe you're involved in someone. Maybe it's a work job that you're in, and maybe you're fighting, you're in a lawsuit with a work situation. I mean, there could be a myriad of situations here. So don't think that it's just related to an HOA issue. It could be a relationship. So examine your life and tie it in how it fits. Maybe you haven't walked away because you think you can fix or change or make it better. I stayed definitely, especially when I was in my 20s, I'm thinking of one relationship, and I stayed way too long because I kept thinking I could change the person. I could change him. I could make it better. I could fix it. I could change. I could do something. And if I did something differently, there'd be a different outcome. Never going to happen. That was so not going to happen. In the past, I would say, so say if this was happening in my 20s, I probably would have felt that I could change people's minds or fix it or make it better somehow. And I was someone put in my name. I'd actually asked them to put in my name to be on the board, and thankfully we have two new members, the outgoing president who was hurt by my social media comments, and someone behind the scenes emailed me and said, don't worry about his man tears, which no offense to my male listeners, but I thought that was pretty funny. So perhaps you're staying for that reason. Maybe you have a really warped sense of responsibility. I'm going to share a story. And I was in my 30s when this happened. So when I lived in Los Angeles, I used to babysit for a doctor. And he was divorced. It was a terrible, terrible divorce situation. The mother had issues. And I'll leave it at that. So the kids were neglected. And I would say emotionally neglected. You know, they always had a roof over their head. They never wanted for food. And so anyway, I would watch them. He'd go on these trips overseas and I would watch the kids and stay over with them. And, you know, and he paid me. Well, it was always a battle. Like when we leave the cats that are a check. Here, Victoria, it's day to day when we leave, you know, deposit it whenever. I'd stay overnight for a week or two, and then it was always pulling teeth to ask him to pay me. And I felt really bad for these kids because I would go there and do the best job I could and listen to them and be really kind, and just because they just needed love. And then after the last time, he'd gone to Africa with his girlfriend and gone for over 2 weeks, and then I had to ask again and again to get paid. I was like, I'm done. So I can't remember if I'd said yes or he had asked me. I'll never forget, I'm in my condo in Pasadena, and I made my girlfriend was over, a friend of mine, and I said, hold my hand, because it was really hard for me to stand up for myself. Well, I share these stories. I want you to know you're not alone and that you can change your life, create your life, because I'm living proof of that. And so I made her hold my hands when I just said, no, create about it. I'm not going to watch him anymore. I think he was in shock. I think he was bummed out because let's just face it, I'm pretty awesome and a good babysitter. But I finally had to step back and say, that's a warped sense of responsibility. They are not my responsibility. They're their parents. So that might be a reason why you haven't walked away from something. I'm also going to share some of the reasons why you shouldn't walk away. And again, if it is costing you peace of mind, if it's going to cost you money, like a legal battle, walk away. With this, I'm trying to show you that perhaps this is an opportunity to learn and grow because you fear confrontation. In the past, I wouldn't have, oh, you know what? I can't go against the board. I can't go against authority. And the same with the doctor, like, oh, I don't want to have a conversation about that. I don't like confrontation. I don't handle it really well. Maybe part of your lesson is standing up for yourself. I was talking to my husband about this. I said, you know, you and I are both pretty laid back, but we're also not the greatest at standing up for ourselves. So I really feel, and to do so in such a public way, I mean, I normally wouldn't call someone out, but I was so disgusted and I felt the community needs to know what you're doing. Some people got it and some didn't, and that's okay. That's okay. It was doing it for me. Maybe you fear the unknown. What if I don't ever babysit for that doctor again? Will I get some more side income? What's going to happen? It was a nice little supplement to my income. Maybe he will say I'm a bad babysitter and I'll lose business, right? Your mind can go nuts on you on this and do mental mind monkey and all that. But the fear of the unknown, what if I leave this relationship? Maybe that means I'll never have a boyfriend or girlfriend again, right? You fear that because you don't know. Because if you can't see it right in front of your eyes or you don't trust in what's going to happen, that fear of the unknown can really drive you to stay in a situation maybe when you shouldn't. What if you fear change? I used to hate change. You know, we're going to revisit it at the end of 2020, but after all this went down, we were like, you know what? We need to seriously consider leaving the state of North Carolina. I am just completely done. And I said, one, you know, we want to wait a couple years, tax reasons, but, and I said, I'm exhausted. I mean, we downsized, I got the books published in 2019. It was a year of a lot of intense mental energy. And I thought, oh, we can continue to downsize for 2020 and revisit it. But the thought of, I would have in the past, no way, a fear change. Wouldn't have moved, would have stayed in our home in North Raleigh just because I just feared change so much. And it would take me, in addition to fearing the change, just take all this emotional energy to hold on to that, right? Instead of just going through with it, being like, okay, I've made a decision, let's embrace it. I wasted so much energy for that. If you're not leaving because you fear change, and then, you know, maybe you should stay. And hopefully, I'm sorry if I'm jumbling this up a little bit, but hopefully the message is getting across. Does the thought of clearing your clutter overwhelm you? Clear your clutter inside and out has 21 standalone chapters to fit your schedule and lifestyle. Stop being afraid, gain clarity, and go at your own pace. The Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out workbook lets you record your thoughts step by step as you go through the book. Free MP3 meditation with purchase. Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and also available for purchase on Amazon. Maybe you don't have the skills. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an attorney. I had to ask opinions, right? That helped me decide, that helped us decide that we needed to walk away. But if it's something, you know, where someone's mistreated you and you don't have the skills, hire an attorney. Hire something like legal aid. You know, there are all these options where you can do things. Learn the skills. And again, as frustrating as this situation is, I'm like, what are the golden nuggets? What's the good that's come out of it? And we've already seen one thing. I consider it that standing up for myself is a good thing. I have learned to advocate for myself. I've learned a little bit. Not quite a skill because the law is so complex. And if I would have stayed, I didn't walk away for lack of skills. If I would have stayed, then trust me, I would have been spending time learning the law. So those are just four things for you to think about when maybe you shouldn't walk away from a situation. And again, I'm not talking about an abusive relationship. I would pray and hope that you'd move away from that. I'm talking about your HOAs treating you like junk or for whatever reason that maybe you need to stay and stick up for yourself and stand up for yourself instead of automatically folding. Hopefully I've explained that well. Knowing when it's time to walk away. Now with the solar thing, I would have thought or hoped that the board would have known to walk away when they broke the law. They did break the law. They broke the CCNRs and all of that when they didn't get a vote, when they moved the goalpost, Although I don't know if it's technically breaking the law. It's that, you know, again, the law is so subtle. It was definitely not fair, not cool. If you're breaking the law, walk away. That's my advice right off the bat for you. If you're exhausted, if you've listened a long time, you know, I talk about emotional eating. I have been so stressed out, I stopped eating. I could barely eat. And we joked about it. And I said, you know, the good news is it's around the holidays, so I'm not eating a lot, but I was so stressed that I stopped eating. That's not good. I need to get healthy and lose weight, but that's not how I want to do it. And when we talked about it, you know, the lawsuit probably would have been a year. In addition to the monetary cost, this whole kind of 3 months, 4 months that we've been dealing with this took up so much time and energy. It wasn't worth it for us for the time and energy. And so that's when you want to step back and be like, how much am I investing in this? How am I feeling with this? Am I feeling energized by this? Or am I feeling completely drained? How am I feeling when I think about this situation? How am I feeling when I see a person involved with that? You have to ask yourself, you know, is it worth the time, energy, money, resources, effort, whatever it is? Examine your why and see if it still fits. Can't win the solar fight. Well, we could win the solar fight, but it's not worth the energy. It's now becoming clutter to me. It's becoming spiritual clutter because I feel just sad in my soul. It's become a mental clutter from the anxiety that it's caused, the emotional clutter. So it's no longer important for us to get solar on our home. And we'll just have to trust that something greater is out there. But examine, sometimes I think we get caught up in being right or needing to be right, needing to win, and we forget why we started in the first place. So take it back to the beginning. Why are you still staying in this situation? And if your why still fits, then have at it. Again, we've given you a couple things. If it's illegal, if you're exhausted, take all of these into consideration. Maybe it's been going on a long time. You know, I think of you read about lawsuits that go on for years. Now, you know, I just read about a defamation case in California, and it has cost the one person who is being sued $300,000 in legal fees. And there are a couple people being sued in this. And there were three people being sued. One has been dropped. Oh, the one that's been dropped, I think her legal fees were $200,000. And the person that sued her was ordered to pay, I want to say $115,000, $120,000 of that. But that's still $80,000 worth of legal fees. And the person who's paying $300,000, it's dragging on. And I don't think that's even been a year. But, you know, if it's been going on for a long time, and again, you know what? I get it. People have cases go before the Supreme Court. And again, if I had a millionaire, we probably wouldn't be living here. But if I had cash to burn, I would definitely go to the mat. I would definitely go to the mat and would have hired an attorney. I'm just not willing to. We would have won. I really believe that. But I'm just not willing to burn money that we don't have. I mean, taking out a loan to pay for legal bills just would not happen. And with a case like ours, I doubt that we could get an attorney to take it on contingency. And, you know, again, that would have been a year of my life focused on that. I wasn't willing to give that up. So how long have you been in this situation? That's something to consider. And finally, I suggest, if nothing's going to change, we have two new board members. That's five. It's maybe a 3-2 split is my guess. I don't expect things to change. I wish them well. The one young man is very thoughtful, and I'm grateful he's on the board now because I don't think he would have ever tolerated the shenanigans. I'm not going to change their point of view. The facts didn't change the point of view, and that's not my job. It is not my job. It's not my monkey. It's not my circus. So if you're, again, in a situation like a relationship, if you have tried counseling, and things haven't changed, then it's time to walk away. And again, only you can answer that. And this is one of those times I encourage you to sit. You have some sort of mindfulness practice that's going to benefit you, but to sit quietly, what I really think and feel, and see if you can move that ego to the side and listen to your soul, listen to your intuition, because it's there. It's there to support you. And, you know, if you're in a situation like it's my husband and me, it's two of us deciding, not just one. And so you just have to ask yourself, check in with yourself, then talk to anyone else involved and have a thoughtful conversation, but bring these suggestions up to them. Like, how do you feel every time you think about this? So those are just a few things to consider. And how to walk away, right? Because sometimes that's not easy. Before I give my suggestions, I just would like to suggest that life is cyclical and endings are part of life. I had a friend, her divorce is finalized. And what I suggested her is, you got your kids out of the marriage. You walked the path together as long as you could. And think of, you've got your kids no matter what, no matter what, all the other junk going on, you've got your kids and you love them dearly. So I just offer that perspective. Life has beginnings and life has endings. You know, we die, that's an ending, but it's also, in my view, a beginning. So if you can think of cyclical as a possibility or perspective, that might help you instead of getting caught up in, oh my gosh, this is ended or it's going to be horrible. Nah, it's just part of life. Stop talking and physically walk away. When we went to our annual meeting, we didn't say a word. That's not true until the end when someone said, oh, let's introduce ourselves. Like, oh, it's the last thing I wanted. We sat in front. I had my little prayer book. And if anyone, I love Illuminata by Marianne Williamson, but if you have any other spiritual prayer books, please email me or contact me on social media. I'm looking for suggestions. And I set up all my little crystals on the line and just for all the negativity. But we didn't talk. That was our plan. We're not going to talk. We physically walked away after the meeting. It's a little more different because, you know, if I see any of these bored people, I'm walking away. I have nothing to say. Although that's not true. I probably would say just saying that they lack courage and they aren't honorable people because that's a factual statement. You can get the skills you need to help walk away or hire help. That's a possibility. You know, maybe you are in a relationship and you don't know how to leave it, so you need to hire a therapist, right? Or you need to get skills on how to stand up for yourself. And so that way you can are able to leave the situation and move forward. I think it's really important. And even you're going to gain knowledge, you're going to gain skills when you do that. If I hadn't have done all my work previously, I couldn't have stood up for myself. I just couldn't have. And so remember, as you learn these things, they are building blocks and they're going to serve you in other areas of your life. I'm going to encourage you also, some of you might not need this, but get closure if you need to. You know, I'll probably do a burning ceremony, like I have a little bowl and burn things, and kind of, to me, that's very cleansing and fire is releasing. So if there's something you need to do to get closure, and I want to say it was 2016, I think I did all looking at closure from all different angles. And so there are podcasts on that, if that would support you and can refresh you. But get closure if you need to. Again, the reason I suggest that is it helps you to be able to move forward, because what I don't want to happen to you is continuing to think about it, continuing to mull over it. Again, this all really went down. It's been going on for 4 months. It all really went down on Monday. Today's Thursday. I was so angry. I posted something on Facebook about, where do you live? Tell me, because we want to move. And I'm allowing myself a week to be grumpy and stinky and bleh, because I went through such a process. And I know that this part of my releasing anger, I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful that this is, for me, again, if you've listened, you know, I believe in, I don't know if it's past lives or the multiverse and it's going on at the same time. I haven't figured that one out yet, but throughout this process, and Connie's like, hey, you know, do you think this is something deeper? And I said, absolutely. It was releasing fear. Something has happened to me that had made me deathly afraid of standing up for myself. So I feel like that's moved out. So I'm completely grateful for that. So if you need closure, get it. And then finally, trust the process. You know, the day that it happened, well, I'll just go ahead and tell you what it was. So my husband telecommutes on Mondays. And so his call week is this week. And he had said, you know, hey, can I be here when they saw the solar? And he's got a really great boss. And his boss has solar. His boss is not in the same state. And so he was like, I'd stay and fight. So what if they put it again, lean against your house? And so anyway, they're texting, having this conversation. And so I'm vegging out. I just finished season 3 of The Crown, which I do not know how they've stayed in power, but that's another discussion. And so Tony says to me, well, do you think I should ask him if I can work from home all the time so we can move? And I said, why not? And I said, if worse, he gets upset and be like, oh, sorry, man, this has just been so stressful. The boss says yes. The boss says yes. I love having you in this office, but if you need to be happy and happy at home, I don't want you being miserable. So that's a gift. So that's, you know, we're going to talk about at the end of the year, some other things. And anyway, so that was a huge gift. So that's about trusting the process, right? Almost immediately, I felt like we said, okay, you know, you're frustrated, but here you go. And to be able to move, that would be just such a blessing because we had tried prior to downsizing to move somewhere else. Put it in the God box, put it in the universe box, whatever you call it. Write it down. You know, I mentioned a moment ago about burning and releasing. Write it down. Say, okay, I can't handle this. This is a burden to me. I'm upset. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I'm stressed. Please take care of it for me. And then put it in the box and let it go. Again, that's a step of releasing it. So you're not mulling and angry and whatever. And be like me. Give yourself some time. This was a huge deal and still not settled. We don't know how much of our deposit we're going to get back. And thankfully, we're bringing in my father because I will cry if we lose a third of, I will literally cry if we lose a third of our deposit. So that's let it go. Put it in the God box. Trust the universe on that. I just want to have one final thought about this whole podcast has been about whole episode about being knowing when to walk away. If you are in an abusive situation, please, please, please get help. There are resources for you out there. There are safe spaces on social media for you to find help. Reach out, please, 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 and get help and leave an abusive situation. Take actions from today's podcast. Know why you aren't willing to move on from a situation. Understand why you might not stay when you should. Be clear on when it's time for you to move on. Have a plan to walk away. Get the heck out of Dodge when you need to. On our next episode, we're talking about take your time, do it right, you can do it, baby. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.